Matt Jones here, and it's an exciting day for Football League fans up and down the country because the fixtures have been released this afternoon, or this morning I should say. For Tranmere, their first game back in the Football League is going to be against Stevenage, and their first home game against Cheltenham a week later. So to look at that and what's been a brilliant few months for the club, I'm joined by goalkeeper Scott Davis. Good afternoon.
Hi Matt, how are we?
Very well, thanks. Great to have you in. Good summer, nice few weeks off.
Yeah, great. Needed after the season we've just had, but no, it was nice, lovely little break with the family, so ready to get back to it now.
You've signed a new contract as well. You're going to be staying for 2 years. Delighted to put pen to paper?
Yeah, delighted. I think once we got back up into the league, it was a no-brainer, and the manager's vision, the chairman's vision, the club doesn't want to stand still, and I think that was a big part of it. So I'm equally as ambitious as the pair of them. So I couldn't wait to put pen to paper and look forward to the next 2 years now.
Was there interest from elsewhere?
Little bits. You do hear bits, but obviously, like, as a 31-year-old now, but as a goalkeeper probably hitting my prime, the club knew I was desperate to play in the league, and I feel like that's my level. And I always wanted to do that with Tranmere, and thankfully that's happened, because that was the goal when I signed there 3 years ago. So thankfully we've all accomplished that now, and we can all look forward and look for where we go to next.
Mm. How important was that promotion, not just for yourself, but for the club?
I think bigger than a lot of people will probably ever know. Maybe things behind the scenes that may never come out, but the club needed it. The club obviously belongs there as well. And there was a lot of things that, like you say, the obviously went through in the last 3 years, the academy and things like that, and to put it back where it belongs now, the club can now strive forward again.
For you, as you say, 3 years there, another two to come, not just yourself who's extended your contract, having been there for all those 3 years, it's important to be keeping that core together, the likes of you, James Norwood, Steve McNulty, Jay Harris, all going to be there still.
Yeah, I think a big part of football and football squads is character. I'm a big believer in that, and I think a lot of character and team spirit overcomes ability a lot of the time if you're willing to work that much harder for each other. And the manager knows that, and the manager's keeping his squad together with one or two additions. Like I say, I think we'll be in a stand ourselves in good stead for the season coming.
Why is the character in this squad so good?
I think a lot of it is we're not young. We've all been there. We've done it. We've been through defeat. We've had bad seasons, we've had good seasons, we've had success, we've had disappointments, and like I say, when you've been through all that and you get to our age, you want to go again, and you know what you're fighting for, and I think you can see that in a lot of our lads.
And why do you think then it did mean or is that part of the reason why it did mean so much to you all on May the 12th at Wembley?
Yeah, I think for me personally it was quite emotional, to be honest, on the final whistle. I mean, 90% of the lads ran down to the fans. It took me a while to get down there, but because it was emotional. I think when I left Fleetwood 3 years ago, under whatever circumstances, to drop out of the league again, people probably think you don't come back. And obviously still living in that area, a lot of the people that you speak to, are you still playing football? You get forgotten about. And to get back to where I said I would 3 years ago, it was an emotional moment. And I think that would be the case for quite a few of the lads.
How long did it take to sink in?
Probably when I sobered up about 2 weeks later. No, do you know what? It probably sunk in fully today when the fixtures come out and you looked at where you're going to be going, because no disrespect to the league we were in, it was some of them away fixtures were tough mentally to get through, and you have to be a big enough character to get through them. But to look at the fixture list this year and to be going back to places, I don't know, your Swindons and the proper football clubs, it's what the club deserves, it's what the fans deserve, and I think it's what us as players deserve as well.
You're listening to Radio City Talk, it's full time. Matt Jones here, and Tranmere goalkeeper Scott Davis is in the studio. It's interesting looking at the fixture list, because I looked at it this morning, and I realised how many teams are in League 2 that were in League 1 when Tranmere were there 5 years ago. Your likes of Oldham's who've come down, Bury obviously have been a bit yo-yoing, but it shows how difficult those two leagues are.
Yeah, and I don't think the gap's huge. I think if you get to the top end of League One, you do see a bit of a difference. A bit more money and a bit more quality of strikers and things. But I don't think the difference between League One and League Two's that big, having seen it with Fleetwood. So, like I say, you will get clubs yo-yoing here and there. But we've got our eyes firmly fixed going upwards. And like I say, I think the club's poised now to kick straight back on, and we've all got to have that ambition, and which I think we have.
Yeah, a couple of other clubs who were in League One with Tranmere a few years ago, the likes of Yeovil and Swindon. So it's going to be a division where you know the opposition a bit more, or certainly the fans will, than who they've come across over the last 3 years.
Yeah, I think so. And even as players over the years, you come to get used to the players playing at your level. So we all know each other. And like I say, it's for the fans as well, going back to familiar surroundings, which, like I say, they deserve.
What was the first fixture you looked for this morning?
Do you know what? It was Morecambe, just because I had a bit of history of them quite a few years ago now, but I came through there. So it was a fixture I looked for, and they've got it quite early on, and then we've got them on Boxing Day as well.
Mm. Macclesfield on New Year's Day as well.
Yeah,
so
I think we owe them a little. And I think a certain few people in their team as well are owed a little bit as well, aren't they? The fans will know all about that.
In terms of the fixture list, I mean, it's away from home, first day of the season. I'm sure you'd have liked to have started at home. Doesn't make that big a difference though, does it?
No, I think it'd have been nice for the fans, but they'll still get that homecoming the week after. It would be nice for them. It would have been nice for them, but like you say, for us as players, it doesn't make too much of a difference. We just want to get our job done no matter what. But Stevenage away, I think in this league, they're all tough. You're back in there against real competitive teams. And I think, like I say, no disrespect to the league below, but I think outside maybe the top 10, there were games that we probably expected to win, and you were going into them thinking you should be winning, and whereas this league there's no given right to win any game, so we'll all have to be mentally right, and we will be.
Can Tranmere be up at the top end again this year, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's got to be the ambition. Like I say, us as players, a lot of us have been there before. I don't think there's a difference between the top five or six clubs in the conference to the ones going into League Two, and I think history tells you that, the teams that have gone out and kicked on again. So we have to make sure we're one of them. And we have to ride this wave that we've created, because that's what football's all about. I mean, the club hit a downward slide, and sometimes that's hard to stop. Mm. But if you can get on the crest of a wave, then you make sure you ride it for as long as you possibly can.
And we should mention as well, back in the League Cup for the first time after three seasons away. And Walsall at home drawn for Tranmere, who Tranmere fans will know, Andy Cook has gone there. Yeah. The leading scorer from last year, Josh Ginnelly as well. I'm sure they didn't expect to be returning to Prenton Park so soon.
No, it's funny how football comes up with things like this, isn't it? But no, obviously disappointing to lose the pair of them, but good opportunity for them two to go and play in League One. So you can't argue with that for them two, but it'd be good for the fans to bring them back, because to be honest, I think they'll get a good reception, because I think most of this squad will forever be remembered for putting the club back to where it was, so they should only be looked at in with fond memories.
Absolutely. Well, Cookie scored at Wembley, didn't he? Josh made a big contribution in the playoff semi-final as well. Just in terms of Tranmere's incoming signings, we've seen Mark Ellis come in, and Ollie Banks as well, who you'll know all about after his loan spell last year.
Yeah, and I saw him in a B for about 2 weeks ago as well. So, yeah. No, Ollie, obviously a good player, very good player. Did really well at Christmas. And he'll want to come in now and kick on, and where he left it running really for Tranmere. So the fans really got on with him and really enjoyed watching him play. So, like I say, but and Mark Ellis, obviously the gaffer knows very well for his time at Shrewsbury. He's an experienced player that I've come up against a lot of times. So he'll be a good addition, and like I say, another leader that you need in this league.
It's going to be an exciting few months, hopefully.
Yeah. We'll see where we are at Christmas. But no, like I say, we're only looking one way. And I think that's got to be the mentality. And like I say, we'll ride this wave as long as we possibly can.
Brilliant stuff. Scott, great to have you in the studio, and best of luck for the season ahead.
Thank you very much.